Hello, Guru.
Hey boys,
You're on
getting
your way
pretty
to
tight on the
Townsville.
competition ladder, isn't it?
Yeah, is it what? How many teams you still got? 13 in calculation?
Oh, I guess mathematically, yes, but realistically, probably only, I don't know, maybe 10.
Yeah.
10 to fit into eight.
How many points will you need to get there?
Oh, look, I think 26 will probably see them in,
Oh,
the
okay.
eighth place team. Normally it's 28, but I reckon. A team like West Tigers, if they can win three of their last five games, I think they'll be there. So it's obviously it can come down to a last minute try. Things can change in an instant. But it's just looking that way that it might only be 26 this year.
All right, and all our calculations about who makes the eight, we all do them on us tipping perfect rounds. I don't think I've done that since round one of the competition, and I just got
No.
lucky on that particular day. Mido, this game tonight is an intriguing one, an all Queensland affair. They're going bad, the Queensland sides. The Cowboys 205 at tab.com.au. The Broncos $1.80 coming off a 40-4 loss, and also they're in 10th position.
Yeah, and it's 1991 was the last year no Queensland team made the playoffs, and it's looking very much like that will be repeated this year. And the Broncos, they really need to fire up. They were very good against the Cowboys earlier this year, and Tevita Pangai was the man on a mission. He stopped Jason Taumalolo that night, and Taumalolo left the game early with a knee injury, but it was just like a one-man wrecking crew on that occasion, and the Broncos got the decision. But it's a different case up in Townsville, and it's the last time these two teams will meet at 1300 Smile Stadium before they move on to the new Townsville Stadium next year. So there'll be a bit of, I guess, extra passion, I suppose, in this contest. Well, I'm going to tip the Broncos to win it. They haven't got a great record in the derby at 1300 Smile Stadium, but it's just so crucial for them.
Yeah, they need to be winning. And you'd like to think they'll get a response to Mido after their dreadful performance last weekend against the Storm.
Yeah, well, I don't know what Anthony Seibold will do if they don't come back next week. What kind of changes can he make to that team?
Yeah. The Warriors taking on Manly, $3.10 outsiders. The Warriors, red hot favourites here, Manly, $1.38.
Yeah, well, I'm right off the Warriors now. I don't think I'd be struggling to see how they're going to win another game this season, the Warriors, in the frame that they're in at the moment. And they've got a tough run as well. So I think Seagulls, comfortably.
Intriguing now. There's no Jimmy Maloney for the Penrith Panthers. $2.45. The Sharkies, $1.57.
Yeah, I liked the Sharks even before Maloney was suspended. And now that they've got 18-year-old rookie Matt Burton in at 5'8", it's a tough assignment for him up against Shaun Johnson. And particularly the way the Panthers are playing at the moment, they just sort of can't keep out of their own way in attack. Not happening for them. Whereas the Sharks are starting to peak at the right time. Couple of good wins back to back. And most of their players are back. No Moylan this week. Causes a bit of a reshuffle with Dugan back to fullback, but they've got most of their stars on deck, and I think they'll win comfortably.
Now, Mido, I need you to answer me this. I think the Dragons are morals this week against the Gold Coast. Am I being silly here?
Well, the Dragons have got the Titans twice before the end of the season, so they could rack up another two wins, which a lot of their fans probably weren't expecting to happen. But meeting the Titans twice before round 20, before the end of the regular season is a bonus for them, because I don't think they're going to beat too many other teams the way they're going at the moment. But
no.
I agree with you, Loz, morals to beat the Titans.
Yeah. Out of this weekend's game, I think they're the best bet.
They probably are.
And they're going terrible.
Yeah,
they're $1.30.
I know.
And they're going like bastards.
But out of all the games, I thought, well, at least this is the moral. This is my lock for the week.
Don't back bad horses and don't back bad footy clubs. Parramatta, $1.68 up against a desperate Newcastle, $2.20.
Yeah, it should be a pretty good contest, this one. Two teams that are desperate to win. Parramatta are, fairly comfortable in the top eight, but, they can't afford a loss either at the moment. And they're playing at Bankwest. They don't want to lose that, superior record that they've got there. They've won six from seven, and they want to keep rolling at Bankwest Stadium. So, it's an important game for them, even though a loss would still see them in the top eight. Newcastle, as you say, desperate to turn things around, but I can't see it happening in the short term. I think Parramatta will win it.
Yeah, the Dogs, $2.65 outsiders against the Tigers, $1.50 favourites.
Well, the Tigers were very impressive against the Cowboys last week. Most impressive was their defensive effort, keeping the Cowboys to 4 points. But it was just the aggression that they showed in defence, and led by their captain, Moses Mbai, who, you know, not really renowned as an aggressive defender, but he was nailing blokes all night at that Thursday night game. And the rest of the team followed suit. So, look, if they can keep going in that vein, I can see them winning three of those final five games. They've got tough ones against Manly and Cronulla, but if they can win the other three, I think they'll book themselves a place in the finals, and they'll beat the Dogs.
All right, let's get to the serious stuff. What a cracking day this is going to be. We've got the Canberra Raiders, $2, up against the Sydney Roosters, $1.85, just slight favourites.
Yeah, it's a really hard one to pick because the Raiders have got such a good record at home, especially against the Roosters. They've won five straight against them down there. They upset them late last season when the Roosters were preparing for a grand final. And, you know, I was leaning towards the Roosters until, you know, well, I'm still tipping the Roosters. I put my tip in before I heard that Takeaho and Cordner were still missing from the Roosters side. If they'd been there, I would have thought they were a strong chance. I'm still tipping the Roosters to win, although I'm a bit concerned now. They've got Warrior Hargreaves back from suspension, but the lack of those two forward leaders is a bit of a concern, but I'll stick with them.
And a maximum of 8 degrees on Sunday in Canberra.
Ah, you love it.
They will not be liking coming from Bondi down to Raiders territory. What about South Sydney, your team, mate, up against Melbourne Storm, $2.65, the Rabbitohs, outsiders?
Yeah, it's a tough one for them because, their attack is not flourishing at the moment. The left side that was so important for them earlier this year hasn't functioned as well in the second half of the season. Cody Walker's found a little bit of form the last couple of weeks, picking up a couple of tries, but you know, it's really hard to tip against the Storm. Look, they've only lost once away from home this season, and that was by 2 points at Cronulla. They're playing on the Central Coast. Will be a bit unfamiliar for them, as it will be for the Rabbitohs, but it's hard to go past the Storm in the mood that they were in last Friday night, and the precision, the teamwork, the chase, the kick chase, all the rest of it was just absolutely spot on. It's impossible to tip against them at the moment.
So depending on for and against, judging by your tips, the Rabbitohs could drop out of the top four, Manly jump in.
It's possible, absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll get the Rabbitohs a chance this week. Just going on what Damien Cook said with Wayne Bennett. And Wayne Bennett, after the game, just said, get in the shower. And half time he spoke for about a minute. So he was not happy with the way they performed. And he's a players coach, Wayne Bennett, and he knows how to get his team up for a big game. I wouldn't be surprised if the Rabbitohs pull this off. And I think they're a decent price at $2.65.
Okay. So you're tipping them?
So I think the Rabbitohs at $2.65 are the value.
Yeah, that's right.
A value of the week.
Right. Okay.
All right.
$2.65.
It's hard to tip Melbourne just against and say, well, Melbourne are going to get beaten. But it wouldn't surprise me if South Sydney produce their best football of the year in this game.
It's an exciting weekend. There's no doubt about it. Thanks, Mido.
Thanks, boys.
Enjoy Townsville. Stay away from the mad cow.
Is that still up there, the mad cow? I haven't been to Townsville for years.
I haven't been for years, but I'm told it's still there. I'm not too sure whether the bank is still operating.
When we first had Townsville in the competition,
yes,
you'd arrive at Townsville Airport. So you'd arrive the day before the game, and there would have been, I don't know, three or four different spruikers for different nightclubs.
Giving out, yeah.
And they'd all hand out these drink tickets. And everyone used to go, how good is this? And one of them was the Mad Cow.
Yeah.
And we used to spend a bit more time at the Mad Cow than some of the other establishments.
I bet you the coach was delighted with those spruikers.
Well, you know what happened?
If you
Tim
won.
Tim Sheens, if you won,
yeah, you'd go out.
You could go out. If you lost, you were never going out. We didn't lose too many.
What a magnificent incentive. What a magnificent incentive.
The same thing was the Gold Coast, you know.
Yeah.
The same thing. It was their boys.
It's the
You're going
rule.
Up here to play. If you want to go out, you can, but we're winning. If you do not win, you're not going out.